Water intake, how much should you really drink? Section 1. Basic concepts and bodily needs of water intake. Water is the most abundant component inside the human body, accounting for roughly 55% to 60% of adult body weight, with an even higher share in muscle and brain tissue and comparatively less in fat. Physiologically, water is not merely a passive solvent but the medium in which nearly all life processes occur. It transports nutrients, removes metabolic waste, stabilizes body temperature, and lubricates joints and mucous membranes. Every day the body loses water through several routes. The main outlet is urine produced by the kidneys, followed by insensible evaporation from the skin surface and water vapor carried away by breathing. Visible sweating and bowel movements add further loss. In a temperate climate with light activity, an adult loses on the order of 2,500 milliliters of water per day, and this loss must be balanced by intake, or the body drifts into dehydration. To understand water intake, we must separate two ideas. Total water intake includes drinking water, all beverages such as tea, coffee, milk, and soup, plus the water naturally present in food, fruits, leafy vegetables, and broths supply about 20%. Plain drinking water refers only to fluids consumed voluntarily. The popular 8 glasses a day points at the latter, while authoritative recommendations are usually stated as total water, so the two must not be confused. The body tolerates dehydration poorly. Losing 1% to 2% of body weight brings thirst and darker urine, 4% to 5% brings headache, fatigue, and poor concentration. More severe loss becomes dangerous. Making hydration a daily, executable habit matters more than occasional binge drinking. This article is about getting the amount right. Section 2. How the body maintains water balance. The body has a precise fluid regulation system centered on two organs, the hypothalamus and the kidneys. The hypothalamus contains the thirst center and osmoreceptors. When blood osmolarity rises slightly or blood volume falls, the thirst center is activated and the urge to drink appears, while the brain signals the kidneys to conserve water, keeping most people balanced without conscious calculation. The key hormone is antidiuretic hormone, also called vasopressin. When the body lacks water and plasma osmolarity climbs, the hypothalamus secretes more of it, reaching the kidneys and strengthening water reabsorption in the collecting ducts so urine is concentrated and volume drops, retaining water. When well hydrated, secretion falls and urine increases, which is why drinking more makes you urinate more. A second pathway is the renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system. When blood volume or pressure is low, the kidney releases renin, eventually producing angiotensin and stimulating aldosterone, which promotes reabsorption of sodium and water to expand volume. This system favors saving sodium and water, explaining why a high-salt diet makes you thirsty and need more water to dilute the blood. Importantly, thirst is a relatively late signal. Studies show that by the time you actually feel thirsty, you are often already mildly dehydrated, having lost about 1% of body weight. In older adults, the thirst sense itself weakens with age, raising the risk of unnoticed dehydration. In children, higher surface area to weight ratio and faster turnover make rapid imbalance more likely. Understanding this mechanism is the basis for proactive hydration later. Section 3. Professional analysis, mainstream frameworks, and data comparison. First, some magnitudes. The U.S. National Academy of Medicine, IOM, in its Dietary Reference Intakes, DRI, gives an adequate intake, AI, for total water of about 3.7 L/day for men and 2.7 L/day for women, counting beverages and food moisture. The European Food Safety Authority, EFSA, in its 2010 scientific opinion, gives an AI for drinking water of 2.0 L/day for women and 2.5 L/day for men, excluding food. Both are statistical estimates for the median population, not precise personal prescriptions. Three named frameworks coexist. Framework A is the 8x8 rule, 8 8-ounce glasses, about 1.9 L of plain water, simple to remember but closer to a popularized simplification than strict evidence. Framework B is the body weight method, estimating plain water at 30 to 35 milliliters per kilogram, friendlier to active people. Framework C is the authoritative AI method, taking the IOM or EFSA sex-specific total and subtracting the roughly 20% supplied by food to get needed drinking water. See the comparison table. Apply the 3 to a 60 kilograms lightly active woman. Framework A gives about 1.9 L. Framework B about 1.8 to 2.1 L. Framework C, from EFSA 2.0 L drinking water plus about 0.4 to 0.5 L from food, totals about 2.4 to 2.5 L, implying about 2.0 L of plain water. For ordinary adults, the three methods converge. The real disagreement appears in intense exercise, heat, or pregnancy. The common error is treating 8 glasses as a universal law. A widely cited real case. In 1945, the U.S. National Research Council wrote that an adult needs about 2.5 liters a day, but the second half, most of this from food, was often dropped, and the line mutated into "you must drink 8 glasses." In 2010, EFSA explicitly replaced recommended with adequate intake, stressing that healthy people usually meet needs via thirst and need not force fluids. This shows recommendations evolve with evidence. Readers should master principles, not memorize numbers. For executable metrics, use two indicators. First, a urine color scale aiming for pale yellow, like light lemonade, dark amber means drink. Second, a weight difference method, weigh before and after exercise, each kilogram lost equals about 1 liter of fluid, replace 1.2 to 1.5 times. Execution checklist, drink 200 to 300 milliliters warm water on waking. Spread intake between meals, replenish around exercise by weight change, watch you are.